There is a word that we probably have heard quite a bit in the last couple of years. The word mindfulness. Mindfulness is a word that is used in our society by people that like to go to a better standard of life. It is often used in relation to eating. It is used in relation to some kind of meditation. It is usually focused on the body. How do I get my mind in such fullness that I will have that good life? A few quotes. Mindfulness is the basic human ability to fully present, aware of where we are and what we are doing, and not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. Another quote, mindfulness is a quality that every human being already possesses. It's not something you have to conjure up. You just have to learn how to access it. One more quote. Mindfulness is awareness of one's internal states and surroundings. Mindfulness can help people avoid destructive or automatic habits and responses by learning to observe their thoughts, emotions, and other present moment experiences without judging or reacting to them. Studies suggest that mindfulness practices may help people manage stress, cope better with serious illness, and reduce anxiety and depression. Many people who practice mindfulness report an increased ability to relax, a great enthusiasm for life, and improved self-esteem. When you listen to these quotes, when you consider some of the words that these quotes have in them, it sounds pretty good. But it's all focused on humanity. It doesn't go further than this world. It doesn't go further than the body. This morning, we would like to talk about something that is important to us as believers. Let me read a portion of James chapter 4, where it says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city. Spend a year there, buy and sell and make profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." Amen. So when we talk about our Christian life, we also talk about a mindfulness. The mindfulness that we as Christians talk about is if the Lord wills. When I was a younger man, often I would talk with my brothers. And I would say to my brothers, or my brothers would say to me, we would make plans together for the next day or for the night. let's stay up longer, or tomorrow we can go to the store and buy some of this and buy some of that. Maybe tomorrow we can go to the store and buy a new bike or something like that. And then sometimes my father would overhear us and he would say, that's not going to happen, boys, because that is not good for you. We have another plan. And so when we talk about our God, God has something in mind for us. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1 says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day might bring forth. Basically the same words. The book of Proverbs, written by Solomon. Written to his son. And by extension, written to all people of all times, of all places. I believe it was Pim Fortuyn, when he was still alive, when he said, I love the Bible. But he said, most of all, I love the poetry books in the Bible. Because the wisdom that is given in these books, they supersede everything else. And isn't that true? You read a book like Proverbs, and it gives those little sentences, those little pearls, those little diamonds. And it brings mindfulness in many different aspects, in many different ways. And again, what does this one say? Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day might bring forth. This shows that we as believers, we also have what we call mindfulness. But it goes much further than just the body. It goes much further than just making a choice between a vegetarian or eating meat. It goes much beyond drinking some wine or maybe not drinking wine. It goes much beyond this world and our environment. And yes, we need to consider our environment. That is important. We need to be green. That is important. But most of all, we are mindful of much higher and much nobler things. The song that we just sang, I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. That basically means it's not about me. It's about God. That means it's not my agenda. It is God's agenda. And so when we talk about life, do we talk about healthy eating? Of course we do. Do we talk about responsible to the environment? Of course we do. Do we talk about how much meat we eat? Of course we do. We talk about all of those things, but we talk also about something else. We also talk about that we are mindful that today can be our last day. That is what Christians also think about. And then what is important? This morning we talked about the fact, we started with the word, what is the highest rank that you can get to in Christianity? A servant. And that is what is important in the Christian life, being a servant. doing good unto others, being kind, being gentle, being long-suffering, bearing with one another, speaking the truth. That is important. That is what this world needs. The fact that so many people talk about mindfulness at least shows people are looking for something more. People are looking for something higher. People are looking for something greater. People have come to understand that if this is it, people are talking or are looking for something more. Proverbs 16 says in verse 5 through 9, "Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished." Proverbs 16, verse 5. "In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity, and by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. When a man's ways pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." We make plans, right? And we need to make plans. It's a good thing. But there is a big difference between making plans and making plans together with God. A man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Proverbs 19, verse 21. "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand." Powerful verses. Powerful little diamonds and little pearls. "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand." In the Bible, we find an overlapping concept that those that do good will ultimately find what is good. The man who does what is evil will also find evil. Those that reap in peace, or those that sow in peace, will reap in peace. So really, yes, we have a free choice. Yes, we can choose and we can make plans. But ultimately, it is the Lord's counsel that will stand. And so the true believer are mindful. The true believer is mindful of the fact. As the Bible says in another place, life is like a flower. It stands. It is there. It is beautiful. I believe it is Psalms 103. But then one day the flower is gone. Brothers and sisters, are we mindful of those things? Sometimes I'm a little bit concerned. And I say it with respect. Please understand me. But sometimes I see Christians so being in touch with their career, in touch with so many things of life. Is it wrong? No, it is not wrong to be in touch with the things of this life because we are a part of this life, but never at the expense of God. Never at the expense of the mindfulness that says, it's not about me. It's about God's will. It is about His counsel. Because, brothers and sisters, when we die, what is really important? Your career? Your schooling? All those things of life? Your cars? Your houses? What is really important? What has been done for Jesus? What has been done for God? That is important. Satan is working hard. And I only have to look at myself. Satan is working hard to try to get people away from true mindfulness. Satan is working hard through people offering careers, offering money, offering pension, offering good insurances, offering all those things. And again, all those things are not necessarily wrong in and of itself. But when it goes at the expense of God, it is. Psalms chapter 37. Psalms chapter 37, verse 1 through 5. Psalms 37, verse 1 through 5. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. How beautiful are these psalms? How beautiful is the words, are the words of the songs? Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. That is what Christianity is all about. Feeding on his faithfulness. It was said this morning, in life you will have your trials. Sometimes when new believers are baptized, it's almost as... And I was the same way. When I was baptized, I thought, okay, life is going to be better. Life is going to get easier because I love God. But that's not necessarily true. Life will give you challenges. Life will give you difficulties, even when you're a Christian. The Bible says it in Romans chapter 8. Even those that have the first fruits of the Spirit, they suffer, eagerly waiting for the redemption of the body. So what do we feed on? We feed on his faithfulness. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. This is Christianity. Focusing on his faithfulness. Focusing on his care. Focusing on his fatherly hand. We read it. Emmanuel, you read it for us in Luke chapter 12. Don't worry, says God. Luke chapter 12. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father God's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Isn't that something? It is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. With the emphasis on pleasure. God has something in store for us that goes beyond our comprehension. It is His pleasure to give you the kingdom. And so He says, consider the lilies of the field. Read it again, Luke chapter 12, verse 20 through 34. O little flock, do not fear. And so, our minds are full of God. And we say, if the Lord wills. It is a powerful thing that we can do that. It is a powerful way even to evangelize. And we might not use those exact words, if the Lord wills and, or if the Lord wills and we live, or the Lord willing, but we can put in those phrases. We can tell people, even unbelievers, if tomorrow comes, I will be here. If tomorrow comes, I will come and visit you. It's even a way to evangelize. Look at the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul wrote a couple of things. When he says, for instance, in Acts chapter 18, verse 21, I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing. And he sailed from Ephesus. You look at Romans 1:10. He says the same thing. You look at Romans 15:32. You look at 1 Corinthians 4:19, 1 Corinthians 16:7, Philippians chapter 2, 19 and 24. So many times even the Apostle Paul wrote, if the Lord wills, I will send. And so, when we look at our lives, when we consider our lives as Christians, as believers, it is important that we use the words that the Apostle James is encouraging us to use. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. And then he even says this, but now you boast in your arrogance, and all such boasting is evil. How beautiful if we can be mindful of the words, if the Lord wills. It will bring rest to your hearts. It will bring peace to your heart when you feed on His faithfulness. That is our power. That is our strength. It's not in our hands. It's in God's hands. Use your abilities. Use your gifts. Use everything that you have been given. But be mindful of the words of James. If the Lord wills. Amen.
Amen.